Rest, Relationships, and Healing. Commentary for the August 14, 2021 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Matthew 12, verses 24 through 28. Years ago, a man I know attended a special family gathering. Rarely having seen many who were present in decades, he looked forward to the opportunity to renew acquaintances with other family members and their children. To that end, he began circulating among them, shaking hands and socializing. But soon it was apparent that something was amiss. Greetings were perfunctory, awkward, and stiff. Some of the children avoided interaction altogether. He and his siblings had grown up in an extremely dysfunctional home, and even though decades had passed and the person primarily responsible for the dysfunction had long been deceased, the pain and a sense of victimization lingered. The parents had played off the children's jealousies of each other as a means of control, and as they became adults, even though far apart and out of contact, they continued to embellish those jealousies, creating images of one another that bore little resemblance to reality. Unable to bridge that gap to establish normality between him and several within his family, he left that day with saddened heart for what might have been and the missed opportunity for hearts to draw closer together. What had happened was that as they were separated, false images were created based on assumptions about a person's character and motives. These straw men then became the reality. The problem with straw men is that they often prevent us from knowing the truth about one another. As a result, they can be the basis for divisiveness. That divisiveness can be the road to conflict, war, and even murder. After all, it is not a person we are killing, but an evil other who threatens us by their very existence. Looming large in our imaginations, they bring us anxiety and fear. Once we create such straw men, we too often extrapolate the qualities of that construct to anyone that has even a few qualities in common. By that means, we can tar large groups of people with an evil shade that must be dealt with. Anti-Semitism is an example of this kind of belief, where an entire people are said to possess the attributes of a straw man construct. Every culture, nationality, race, and tribe has individuals who flout the rules of accepted behavior. Therefore, we have governments, laws, and people who enforce those laws. But some will use those aberrant individuals to create stereotypical straw men. These straw men then are not limited to typecasting the individual miscreant. Instead, they come to represent an entire people group. For example, I knew a woman who, because she had seen an abusive marriage involving a Hispanic person, wanted nothing to do with any Hispanics, even avoiding eating at Mexican restaurants. This continued until she had car trouble, and a Hispanic person kindly helped to get the car running. This changed her worldview, and she realized that the Hispanic male in the abusive marriage was responsible for his behavior, and he was not typical of all Hispanics. Fortunately, she was willing to allow this Good Samaritan to help her with the car. Others have lived with their straw men so long, they are not even willing to allow that there may be good people in the group that they have lumped together into one large, onerous straw man. They have continued to pick at the painful wound that started them in this direction. And wounds that are constantly picked at do not heal. Instead, they usually grow larger. If we do not find deliverance from our feeling of victimhood, the wound can even become septic and become our undoing. Based on the current political climate in the United States and some other countries as well, we can see that fabricating straw men to confirm a sense of victimhood can tear apart entire countries. No matter our political leanings, we create detailed straw men to represent those belonging to other factions. Then instead of practicing and projecting positive moral values ourselves, we spend our time projecting the negative values onto other political factions. These negative values are often drawn from a few negative examples and made to apply to everyone within that political affiliation. Common sense says it is not true, but social media and the news media continue to be more than willing to help us pick at mosquito bites until they become gaping open wounds. Sadly, some will even work overtime to ferret out any trait that will allow them to fit someone they have just met into the group their straw man stands for. We see these over issues like abortion, guns, gender equality, immigration, etc. There was a time when two individuals could play together in a team sport, even though they had different opinions about these things. Now, some would require a willingness to play together be based on having the right political perspective rather than on skill at the sport. It is as though when we played sports and picked teams in grade school, instead of picking the best player to be on our team, we pick the person who echoes all our opinions, even if they know nothing about the sport. An interesting fact about men made from straw is that they decompose over time due to their organic structure. To keep that from happening, they need constant input of more straw. The same is true of straw men built from our sense of victimization. If left alone, over time they will decay and no longer be a source that feeds our fears. The wound can heal if we leave it alone and stop feeding it with more of the same material. One of the worst problems with straw men is we tend to project assumptions onto others based on our own thoughts and motives. If we are a cheat, it is hard to believe that others do not cheat. If we have bad feelings about others, it is hard to allow that others might not have bad feelings about us. When our own character causes us to feel this way, we can find it difficult to change. That is because the change then is not dependent on others changing, but on our own change of heart. The Bible goes as far as to say that a change like that is impossible for us. But what is impossible for us is entirely possible with God. God even promises to make it happen if we will come to Him. When we do that, the spirit of fear that causes us to create the threatening straw man will be gone from our hearts. The Bible tells us that Joseph, son of Jacob, and Rachel, like the person I mentioned at the beginning of this commentary, also grew up in a dysfunctional family. The jealousy was intense. Some of his brothers would even have murdered the boy. Instead, a small amount of rationality prevailed, and they sold him into slavery. Separated for many years, when he finally saw his brothers again, he had to deal with the image of who they were that continued to fester in his mind since that day they sold him off. Unwilling to simply write them off for the sake of his father and his brother Benjamin, he tested them against his straw man image of them and found that in some ways they were different now. This set the stage for them to open their arms and hearts to one another, an eventual family reunion in the land of Egypt. Like the woman with her straw man about Hispanics, Joseph was able to let his straw man decompose so that his relationship with his brothers might heal. But it was not so easy for his brothers to do so. Projecting their own unfaithfulness onto Joseph, they believed that he would act as they had and would seek revenge against him once their father died for what they had done to him. But Joseph assured them that what they thought of him was not real and revealed that when they are surrendered to God's will, those fears can be set aside with the knowledge that God is in compassionate control. The challenge for each of us then is whether we are willing to give up our straw men. Too often they are our idols that have replaced God in our lives. We can come to cherish them more than life itself. We can even be willing to inflict pain and suffering on others for fear that the straw man we have created will enact the worst attributes we have given him. Maybe if we can give up these straw idols we have created, we can find once again the harmony that God intended humanity should have. Are we willing to let that healing take place? Are we willing to ask if our feelings toward others are motivated by fear of what they might do, or by the kind of love Jesus evinced for us all? In fact, we might ask how much fear as opposed to trust motivates all our choices and actions. God can break those chains of fear that bind us if we let him. Thank you for listening to this commentary. You can find the written version of this commentary along with the scripture footnotes for the biblical references mentioned in this commentary at our website at Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. You can find hundreds of other Bible commentaries and theological insights at that website as well. May God richly bless you and your family.